Now he gives really a heart cry for Christ. And I drop down now to verse 32 here. He says, "For he is not a man as I am, that I should answer him, and we should come together in judgment." Now, what he's saying is this. He'd already said, "If I justify myself, mine own mouth shall condemn me." In other words, when I come in God's presence, he's going to think of something that I'm not thinking of right now. And I don't think I'll be able to answer him. Now, if he was a man, I could talk to him. And that's the reason God became a man, friends, so you could talk to him. So that you and I would understand God. And he'd be able to communicate to us and show to us that we don't meet God's standard. The only man who ever met God's standard was Jesus Christ. And none of us can come up to his standard at all. That's the curse of these plays and the books that have been written in recent years. Liberalism has had it for years, that Jesus was just a man. And they insinuate today that he was a sinner. And the only place they find the sin, it's not in the Word of God. They find it in their own evil, dirty hearts, because Jesus Christ was without sin, you see. But he was a man. And I can go to him because he died for me on the cross. And he shows me by his life I can't meet God's standard. And I need a Savior. And by his death, he saves me. And that's what Job is saying. "For he is not a man as I am, that I should answer him and we should come together in judgment." Job is saying, I wouldn't stand a chance. He's God and I'm man. But now he's man, friends. Now he says, "Neither is there any daysman betwixt us." There's no mediator between us. Somebody that might lay his hand upon us both. Job says if there was only someone that could take his hand and put it in the hand of God, and there was someone that could put his hand in my hand, and bring us together. And if he could do that, then I'd have a mediator. And the Word of God says, Paul said to a young preacher, "There is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." Now that song that says, "Put your hand in the hand of the man of Galilee," is only half true. You must remember that the man of Galilee has another hand, and that hand is in the hand of God, because that is the hand of God, my friend. He is the God-man. What a glorious, wonderful plea this is of this man here.